VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot of troubling news surrounding us today. We certainly see the unraveling of the constitutional framework of our government. We observe the escalating crime and violence. Morals are in a free fall. The breaking news alerts are going off constantly. Another shooting, another country at war, government run amok. Well, as believers in Christ, we know our only hope is in Jesus. And in such times, we receive great comfort and encouragement from the Word of God, from the pages of Scripture amidst these troublesome times. God's Word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. God's Word is profitable, Scripture tells us, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It's God's Word that tells us what is right, what is not right, how to get right, how to stay right. But imagine what it would be like to not have a copy of the Scriptures. Not to have available God's Word to you. No pages to turn to in times of distress. No verses to look up at to soothe a hurting soul. Further, imagine at the same time that the church to which you belong has no copies of the Scripture. Your pastor has to rely upon his own knowledge of what he has heard preached. You say impossible? Ladies and gentlemen, we're so numb to what's happening around the world today, and while we're still in this land of plenty and we've got copies of Scriptures all around us, there are many people around this world that are longing to have their own copy of the Scriptures. Just think how many different copies of the Bible are in your personal library, let alone in your own home. Would you be willing to share from your plenty with those who have none? Well, that's the mission of the ministry that we're speaking with today, who for over 65 years now has been sending copies of the Bible around the world and making an eternal difference. Joining us today, Jason Woolford, the President and Executive Director of Mission Cry. Jason, good to have you with us today.
Glad to be here again. Thank you so much, brother.
You know, it's my opinion that we're so myopic when it comes to this issue. Some of us could literally go around our house and find 5, 10, 15 or more Bibles. We have those Bibles given to us as gifts, some that we've just accumulated, and cannot even fathom people anywhere not having a copy of the Scriptures. Jason, did I overstate the matter that there are people, even pastors, around the world without a Bible?
No, you stated it correctly. As a matter of fact, there's 122,000 people getting saved every day, which tells me that Christianity and our God is still alive. But the alarming fact is that out of those 122,000 getting saved, a majority of those people are attending a church where the pastor doesn't even own a Bible. And so it is a problem, and that's a problem that we're helping make no longer a problem.
We're
bringing the Word of God around the world to people. As you had mentioned, over 65 years, we have reached over $400 million in donated Bibles and Christian books to 178 nations. And those were books, for the most part, that were sitting on people's shelves. Just as you said, the average home in America has 8 Bibles sitting on its shelf, and we've encouraged people over the last 65 years to send in those extra Bibles and Christian books where they go through a sort process, get packaged, and then put on containers and sent on sea containers around the world to those who are in desperate need of it.
Jason, you gave some numbers, shocking numbers, at the beginning here, talking about the number of people getting saved daily. What do you base of that, and what is the source of that that information?
That was from a research poll that we got a couple of years ago. And so I can only imagine that that's even greater in the last 2 or 3 years than it was, you know, when we see the problems that are happening right now still in China. You know, just 2 months ago, our Mission Cry missionary was telling us that on their flat, in their apartment, that they were not even allowed to leave their apartment. And if they did and they went out on their balcony, they would have drones that would come up and tell them to get back inside. So this is this attack is so real that's happening around the world. And as it relates to, just as you talked about at the beginning of the program, just constant bad news. Mm-hmm. But I guess that's good news for us, because I believe if Satan is working overtime, that he's trying to stop something that God's getting ready to do.
Well, let's talk about your organization for just a moment. It's known as Mission Cry. How did it come about? What was it? What is your genesis?
Yeah, so, you know, we formerly were Christian Resources International, and when I took over the mission as president about 12 years ago, about a year or two after that, I really felt like the Lord wanted us to change the name. And as a Marine, I was sitting on the train, and I was thinking, you know, like, what was our cry in the Marine Corps? And I was like, oh, yeah, they used to have us chant, you know, they'd say, what makes the grass grow? And then we'd repeat blood. And, you know, I said, I was thinking that our cry was a war cry, right? That was our cry was a war cry. And I was thinking, what is ours? And I said, oh, man, it's Mission Cry. Hmm. And so that's how the name Mission Cry came about, because, you know, our cry is all about those people around the world in missions that don't have a opportunity to get the Bible, much like our brother that was just killed in Pakistan, where he literally was beaten to death. And I unfortunately have raw video footage of that, where they beat him to death and then set him on fire. Why? Because he was a Christian. He became a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. The alarming thing was he didn't even own his very own Bible. And we had our Pakistani team reach out to us and say, what can we do about this? We need to get the Word of God. And so in the midst of COVID and all of these things that were going on, we were able to send tens of thousands of copies of the Bible. Praise God.
So let's talk about the process. So you have Mission Cry, and you're sending Bibles and actually other Christian books as well into different countries. But what is that process? How do they get there? What is that process, and how you obtain the Bibles and how they make it across seas?
Yeah, absolutely. So people that are listening can go through their homes, ask friends, different organizations that have Bibles, and that even may be selling used Bibles, and say, hey, look, there's a mission. They give them away for free. So when those people get those Bibles, they can either send them to the mission via media mail, which is very important. If you're mm-hmm. listening, you're going to send Bibles to, or Christian books to, the mission. You can tell the post office that you're doing that media mail, and there'll be a discounted rate. So either you can send them in, or we have people that literally drive from around the United States to come and take a tour. We have a wonderful facility, a movie room, and taxidermy animals from all over the world, just in a free bookstore for missionaries to shop. And so anyway, people can either mail them, or they can come and bring them and take for a tour. And or depending if there's a church that's listening, or someone that gets a larger amount of Bibles or Christian books, we can even possibly set up a pickup coordinator, which we've been able to get two state coordinators who from the past listened to your radio program and said, I want to come aboard, and became state coordinators.
So yeah, people send you their used Bibles, and you package them up and you put them in containers. Is that correct?
Yep. So they go through a seven sort process where they get packaged and boxed in our Mission Cry boxes, palletized. And then once they get palletized, they get wrapped and wait for sponsorship. A sponsorship, as we send them then on sea containers, will then go around the world that way. So boxed, palletized, and then on sea containers around the world. Now, for those that are listening, it costs us around $11,000 to send the container, but that has nearly $500,000 worth of donated Bibles and Christian books on it. So it's so, so powerful.
So, again, that's about $11,000 to send one sea container.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're going to have you share some stories today about the impact of these Bibles. I know you've got an amazing story to tell about getting into Malawi this year. Malawi.
Yes, absolutely. You know, when we look at what's happening in Malawi, it's a country that's landlocked, and so many people can't get containers to them. And if you do send a container, it's usually double the amount. But, you know, when I saw that we had people that were requesting the Word of God in that area. I didn't want to forget about them. I didn't want to forget, even though it was so expensive to get to them, them being landlocked. And we've had material sent there for churches, pastors, their leaders. Matter of fact, one of the recipients translated in the back of our Mission Cry Bible, which we can talk about. We have a discipleship program, and he's translated that into their language of Chichewa, and they've been training a discipleship program now in that country.
It's amazing. And you've actually shipped containers to Malawi then this very year.
Yes. When we heard about the need, we've sent now two containers alone this year.
Mm-hmm. And again, each container holds about how much in value?
Has a value of about $500,000 worth of Bibles and Christian books, and reaches anywhere between 30 and 40,000 people. So for those that are listening, that works out to about 30 cents per person to get the Word of God to. So you couldn't even send money in country if they had bookstores for them to go and purchase a Bible or a Christian book for 30 cents, because we raise the funds and then give the materials away.
Now, something that may be of interest to many is the question that would pop in many people's minds: are you sending English Bibles to these countries?
Yes, absolutely. And people can go on our website or go to our YouTube page and watch our videos, and you'll see that over the last 65 years, 95% of everything that we've sent, if not higher, is in English. And why? That's because English is the financial language of the world. It's what's being taught in schools. And there are so many places where they speak three and four languages, such like the places that we've sent just this year to Peru and Hong Kong, Nigeria, Kenya, Philippines, Zimbabwe, Malawi. You know, these people are craving the Word of God, and they can speak and read English. And quite honestly, a lot of times we've seen where if you offered somebody, if they speak English, offer them a Bible in their language versus an English one, they place more prominence on it, on an English Bible.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were with us on this program about 6 months ago. You have a spring Bible drive, a fall Bible drive right now. Have you been able to put to use the Bibles that have been sent to you from previous interviews that we've done?
Oh, yes, absolutely. When you look at just last year from your previous interviews that you've done, last year we reached nearly 1.5 million people with a free Bible or a Christian book, and that came from these Bible drives. And, you know, when you look at a lady who had been praying for over 20 years for a copy, a certain copy of a Bible, she got a box, opened it up, and there one of those Bibles was in there. And by the way, for those who are listening, these are outside of our Mission Cry Bibles and Mission Cry Spanish Bibles. These are used Bibles mm-hmm. that have highlights in them and writing them in, and the people overseas are desiring them and craving them, and just they want the Word. They understand the importance of the Word of God.
Friends, could I ask, we're up against a break. We're going to take a break, but we're going to be sharing with you an address where you can really do an in-home inventory of what you have for Bibles and what you'd be able to ship out to give to somebody who's been desperately praying for a Bible to come their way. And it may be that you've got an extra copy or two or three or five or 10, or that you would organize a Bible drive within your own church. We'll be talking about that in this segment too, but be ready to jot down an address we'll be providing for you here in the website. So stay with us. So back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, whatever happened to Halley's Comet?
Chris, Halley's Comet is what astronomers refer to as a short-term comet. It makes an orbit around the sun every 76 years. People saw it in the early 1900s and then again in the 80s. Astronomers can keep track of it through telescopes, and they've noticed it has decreased in size. Every trip around the sun causes the comet to disintegrate, with the tail of the comet being stripped away. Halley's Comet can't make very many trips around the sun without being totally destroyed. Thus, it couldn't be millions and millions of years old. It's a short-period comet. But there are a lot of short-period comets in the solar system. The solar system can't be billions of years old with all these youthful features in it. Chris, everything fits the recent creation idea that we're taught when we go back to Genesis.
For more information, you can find us on the web at www.icr.org.
Friends, did you know that the used Bible that is sitting on your shelf right now, oh, you have it replaced with a Bible you got last Christmas or for a birthday or something else, but that used Bible that's sitting there that you just never pick up any longer, did you know that can make a life-changing difference in the life of somebody else? Well, we talk about all the issues day after day here on Crosstalk, and we've got more that we're going to be hitting tomorrow on the broadcast. Lord willing, with Bill Federer talking about all that's happening in our nation right now as it relates to that recent raid upon Mar-a-Lago. And folks, there's lots going on, but understand this, that you can make a life-changing difference, an eternal difference in the life of somebody else. Before we go on in the interview, and I want to get this out a few times here in the interview, Jason. Jason Wolford is with us. He is president and executive director of Mission Cry. I'd like to get out this address where people looking around say, yeah, I've got a used Bible here. I've got one here. Oh, my, I didn't realize I had four or five of them. Where can I send them? So if you could make that information known, how to what address you said this, go to the post office, send them media mail. That would be the cheapest rate that you can send book material. Go to the post office, send them media mail. But to what address would they send these Bibles to?
To Mission Cry, and that would be 200 Free Street. Of course, we give everything away for free around the world, and we're on Free Street. How great is that? 200 Free Street, and that's Fowlerville, Michigan, 48836.
Friends, let me repeat that address here for you. Again, that's Mission Cry, 200 Free Street. Yeah, like it's free, F-R-E-E, 200 Free Street, Fowlerville, Michigan. That's F-O-W-L, like a bird, a fowl. Fowlerville, F-O-W-L-E-R-V-I-L-L-E, Fowlerville, Michigan, the zip code 48836, 48836. Now, Jason, what we're also, our prayer is that there are those who are listening and said, not only do I have some used Bibles, but I'm guessing that there are other people in my church that have used Bibles as well, and they could actually hold a Bible drive. Let's say we're right now in August, say during the month of September. I mean, you have about a two-month Bible drive, and I know you accept them even beyond that, but they could say for the month of September, Pastor, could we hold a Bible drive? Would you put an announcement in the bulletin that we will collect Bibles, used Bibles from individuals within our church, that we collectively can take these boxes of used Bibles to send them to Mission Cry? Is that something that would be a blessing to many?
Oh, it'd be a great blessing to many, and it's so good for pastors that are listening or Christians that are attending the church. This is a great way to get your church involved in missions. You know, missions is a lot of times people think they got to go overseas, they got to travel, go through these hardships. But those that are sitting in a church have the ability to become a Mission Cry missionary by doing a Bible drive like this. And it gets your people involved and activated because it's a very simple way for them to become really a missionary by bringing in that extra Bible or a Christian book. We've had churches around the United States that have done these Bible drives, and they've ended up getting a pallet or two, and then the church says, oh my gosh, we want to help get this overseas. And so these have become from small beginnings to, you know, great impact around the world where a church says, let's do a Bible drive. Then it turns into them also as a church sponsoring the container. And the end result, getting $500,000 worth of free Bibles to people who are in desperate need of them.
And where are some of these countries that you're wanting to send them to that you're getting requests for help?
So we have a further request to Hong Kong, another request to Nigeria, Tanzania. The requests that we get are so great that come in on a weekly and a monthly basis. You know, we've sent to India. India's asking. We have two more people that can get in clear containers and distribute them. It's the list is tiresome, brother. Okay. The need is great.
Well, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program today, there is a lot of heartache around us. I mean, we're afraid to flip on the news for what we're going to hear next, and news alerts are going off and a lot of troublesome times. And we know the scriptures give us an encouragement, but you also had a word of encouragement for the listeners as well.
Absolutely. You know, it's it's wonderful how wonderful it is when we have those mountaintop experiences where we feel the presence of God. You know, it's in those moments that we would hope that we could stay and never leave. However, those mountaintop experiences are few and far between. And we need to be encouraged as those that are listening, and you and I are fighting the battles in the valley as God has called us to that valley. And that is where the fight is. You know, it's there where, quite honestly, where the lost become saved, where the damned become righteous, and the saved are encouraged. You know, God takes us to the valley to batter us into shape of the vision that he has for us. But it's unfortunate, Jim, that it's in the valley that so many of us faint or fall away or quit. But I want to encourage those that are listening to keep fighting. For our God will bring you up, and you'll have another mountaintop experience where he'll encourage you, love you, and equip you to go fight again and again. I just want to remind you, the word says that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
And just in closing, it's important that we chase God's vision for our life. Our Father's cry is that we go into all the world and make disciples. And we're doing this together as you and I send the word of God. And it's the only thing, as you know, that doesn't return void. And so I hope that those that are listening will be encouraged. And also, you talked about Mar-a-Lago and some other things that are going on. I believe that we as Christians will stand before God at a greater price because of the freedoms that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming up to a time where people have the ability to make a change by a stroke of a pen. And I've had friends that have been killed and blown up and live recluse to give each of us the right as Americans to go and vote. And it's so important because it's why we have the freedoms, why I have the freedom as the president of a missions organization to send the word of God around the world because people have gone before us where other people don't have these freedoms. I see in Nigeria our brothers who just last year were literally scorched to death. Muslims were killing them, Boko Haram killing them. In Myanmar, in Burma, they're telling Christians that they have this C virus, and you'd think it's the coronavirus, but no, it's the Christian virus. They say that these Christians have a mental illness, that it's this faith is fake. The Hong Kong and China, what's happening there? I mean, this is so real, and they don't have the freedoms that you and I have. They don't have 8 Bibles sitting on their shelf, and so I want to encourage you that are listening to not only send, you know, if you have 8 copies, send 7, and then that one that you have, open up and read it, and especially the Hebrews and James portion of that Bible, because God has called us to be a people of faith, a people of action. That's what those 2 books of Hebrews and James do, is call us to be people of action, and we can be it because we have freedom.
Are there certain countries that have closed the doors for such containers to come to them?
The countries that we're having problems with, you can send to them, but we're seeing a rise in the Muslims at the port trying to cause problems, delays, looking at the shipments, making sure that they're actually Bibles and Christian books. And we've never seen it. We always have this happen occasionally, but we're starting to see this at multiple ports. And as I mentioned earlier, it actually encourages me because the devil who possesses and oppresses these people are trying to stop the word of God. And as you know, they can't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only thing that doesn't return void.
Right.
And so they're trying to stop it from getting into the country because we know it makes change.
It does make change. Lives are changed by it. And friends, again, if you have a copy or copies of scriptures that you can send, we're going to provide the address here momentarily. But Jason, does it matter whether this is, if people have just copies of the New Testament or full Bibles, study Bibles?
Any and all.
Okay. And here's another thought, and that is from time to time, there are churches that will trade out their pew Bibles and buy new pew Bibles and say, what do we do with these old pew Bibles? You'll accept those, will you not?
Absolutely. We'd love to have them.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're asking, though, for Bibles to be in good condition. Is that correct?
Yep, something that you would like to have that you could use, basically something that's readable, legible, and not falling apart.
Right, right. And if it's falling apart, folks, it's only going to get worse going through the shipping process. So they're looking for certainly you to look through your shelves. And some of you perhaps are burdened right now saying, you know, what can I do as an individual? And to launch a Bible drive in your own church here in the coming weeks, they're just launching that Bible drive right now, going through middle October, and certainly you can do that. I see on your website, Jason, that you're hoping to reach 1.5 million people in 24 countries this year. That really happens one Bible at a time, doesn't it?
It sure does. Just as one person can make a difference with the stroke of a pen, they can make a difference with that Word of God. When you think of that, giving somebody a Bible, that will then in its life cycle, once it reaches that person overseas, be read by 20 people. So each person that's listening has the ability off of one Bible that they donate to reach 20 souls for the kingdom.
Right.
Whether their eternity set, whether they need to be encouraged, whether their child is going through an illness, a sickness, they can read the Word and find out that we serve a God who's alive, He's still a healer, and He's still a deliverer.
Mission Cry is the address you can send the Bibles to. Mission Cry, that's 200 Free Street, 200 Free, F-R-E-E, 200 Free Street, and that's Fowlerville, Michigan, zip code 48836. And there's another aspect to this as well, Jason, and you mentioned $11,000 to ship one container of Bibles, and I know there are those who say, well, I don't have any extra Bibles, but I'd sure like to help some of those Bibles get across the seas and in that shipping container. Would they use that same address or a different one to send a check to help?
If they're going to send a check, they could use that, but we would prefer them to use Mission Cry, and then that mailing is P.O. Box 356. Again, P.O. Box 356. That's Fowlerville, Michigan, 48836.
Okay. Again, that's Mission Cry, P.O. Box 356, Fowlerville, Michigan, same zip, 48836. Just a minute, we've got another break coming up here, friends, but we would like to open our phone lines as well. No doubt you've got some questions you'd like to ask of our guest here today, Jason Wolford, as it relates to getting those used Bibles on your shelves to the peoples of the world. And our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. Jason, do you fear that there are going to be countries that close their doors and say, sorry, your containers are not welcome here?
Absolutely. One of the requests that we have is our brother, who's our Mission Cry missionary in China, is asking for another container immediately because of the still stringent demands and restraints that are being put on the people, and he thinks that the window very well could be closing there. And our goal is to get another two containers to China this year.
Mm-hmm. And how long does it take to fill one of these containers? I mean, you're waiting upon people to send materials to you. Do you have the materials ready to go for another container, or what's that status?
We have the ability to send three sea containers right now of material that's packaged, palletized, and awaiting sponsorship. And once those are sponsored, we can then send them. They're ready to go.
Wow. Well, friends, we're going to take a quick break here. Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. And in this world of turmoil today, sometimes we throw up our arms and, what can I do? Friends, you could send a copy of the scriptures to a person in need. And here is a mechanism to put that into place. We'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Part of the Thief in the Night series, here is a clip from A Distant Thunder.
Your right hand, please. That trick, young woman, is used in here 50 times a day. Now, if you want your child cared for, you must have your ID.
I can't take the mark. My baby is dying.
The Thief in the Night 4-part prophecy DVD set is available from VCY America as our way of saying thank you for your donation of $25 or more. The set includes A Thief in the Night, A Distant Thunder, Image of the Beast, and Prodigal Planet. Call VCY America at 1-800-729-9829, 1-800-729-9829, or order online at vcyamerica.org.
Well, friends, it's really making a difference one life at a time, and it begins with taking the Bible off a shelf, an extra Bible that you have, and to share it with somebody else. And doing that, Mission Cry has got the mechanism, the tools that are available for putting these into crates, to containers, to shipping them across seas to countries in need. And yes, they're crying out for Bibles, yes, even in the English language, Spanish language as well, I understand you're taking, Jason?
Absolutely, yes. Well, we do take Spanish, but we also help that with the Mission Cry Bible in Spanish.
Very good. We'll be talking more about that. Let's go to Duane, who's calling from Milwaukee. Duane, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got a question. Is there a particular Bibles, King James, NIV, that you're looking for, that you prefer to receive?
Okay, thank you, Duane.
Yes, no specific translation. We can send multiple translations around the globe.
Just as long as it's the true teachings, true scripture.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, the Holy Bible, the Christian Bible, the tenets of our Christian faith.
Great.
I missed your P.O. Box number.
Yes, sir, P.O. Box 356.
Okay, everything else is the same?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for the call.
God's blessing on your sweet soul. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and let's just mention that if people say, I don't have Bibles, you have something called a Mission Cry Bible with even discipleship materials in it.
Yeah, so when we send a container, when we do Bible drives, we send used Bibles, Christian-authored books, seminary materials, and Christian education. And because we send so many containers, we found that sometimes we have a problem with getting as many Bibles as we need. And so by the grace of God, we were able to create the Mission Cry Bible, the New Testament, with a discipleship program that we have written, that I wrote in the back, based off, quite honestly, what we learned in the Marine Corps, general orders that we have to memorize, a code of conduct, and then teachable chapters. And we've also done that in Spanish as well. And the great thing about that, for those that are listening, we've created this, and we get it into the hands of somebody absolutely free overseas for $2 a Bible, which is unheard of. And on top of it, they're taking that discipleship program and then translating it. That discipleship program's now been translated into in the countries of Malawi, Iran, and Pakistan, and we're seeing a really great impact in discipleship.
We have Ulila calling in from South Dakota. You're on the air, Ulila.
I have sent before, and I certainly appreciate what they're doing. My question is, what about hymn books and music? Do they take that, and can they send that over?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for the question. Hymnal books are few and far between for us to send. We're not getting a real big request for those anymore. And same with music.
Okay, I just wondered, because I've got a little bit of that accumulated, and mm-hmm. I just wondered.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I appreciate your mission's heart.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you for the call. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. They do get a lot of Christian materials, but one thing that they often are short on is Bibles to send to these countries. And friends, you can help by, even it's a single Bible. Say, does one Bible make a difference? Jason, one Bible does make a difference.
Well, I can tell you how one Bible made a difference. Made a difference in my life when two Marines went out of their way to talk to a foul-mouthed, fornicating United States Marine. And I got saved, and I got a Bible, and I read that Bible and knew how I was to live, and God's grace, and it turned somebody that was literally a piece of trash into a preacher who's now been heard and preached around the world. And so, yes, one Bible makes a difference? And then how did that one Bible make a difference to everyone else that I touched? So you listening have the ability to have the ministry of introduction by giving a Bible to somebody that will change their life.
Yeah, indeed. Now, you actually had a distribution of Bibles that you had planned for Mexico. What happened?
We did. We were so excited because we have the Mission Cry Bible in Spanish. That's pretty much South and Central America are you know, difficult places to send English. And so we said, how can we reach these people down there? And so we created that Mission Cry Bible, and we sent 50,000 copies of that Bible down there. Well, then we got a call from our Mission Cry missionary who's there in Chihuahua and Reynosa, and he said, you're not going to believe this, but I ministered and got Bibles to Haitians and Ukrainians today. And I thought, there's got to be a typo here. Something's wrong. He's in Mexico, and at this time he was near the border. Well, sure enough, he followed back up with us, and there is an influx, a massive amount of Haitians and Ukrainians and many others that are unfortunately illegally crossing our border and trying to get over the border. However, we have a team of people ministering to people and leading them to Christ in those areas and giving them the Word of God.
We have David calling from Kentucky. David, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim, thank you for taking the call. I've heard Dwayne two or three different times, and I'm very glad for today to mention I've got a cousin has went to different yard sales and estate sales and purchased Bibles for maybe a dollar, a quarter, or something like that, and he's given them to me. I mean, we're probably talking 20 of them.
Mm.
And something that might be an idea if people are at estate sales and yard sales and could you know, pick up a Bible and send it, but I intend to send these, and I'm very thankful for today's program and Dwayne's ministry.
Oh, that's a creative way to do it here, David. And sometimes you're in at some kind of thrift store, and they will have Bibles, very inexpensively used Bibles.
Exactly.
What a way
exactly.
to put them into hands around the world.
Exactly. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, David, for sharing that. What an encouraging comment there, Jason.
It's great, and just one thing, brother, thank you for that. And a lot of times if you tell them that these will be going overseas for free, a lot of times they may not even charge you for them.
Hmm. Very interesting. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Also, let's see, from Tennessee, we have Elizabeth calling. Hi, Elizabeth, you're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to ask, will he take Sunday school books?
Absolutely. We can take Sunday school books, but our main focus is Bibles and Christian-authored books in seminary. But we can take some of those books, ma'am. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I need an address.
Great.
I can call back and get it, whichever.
Well, you just keep listening to the radio because we'll give you the address, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Elizabeth,
God
for calling.
Bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, yes, you send other Christian materials, seminary-type books for pastors and Bible reference books, I'm believing, like concordances and commentaries, et cetera?
Absolutely, yes. That's a huge need that we have because we send to so many seminaries. And you had mentioned Malawi earlier, and we had sent to Kenya as well for 200 children that were abandoned infants to get the Word of God to a school. But also they've started a Bible college, and we've funded that and got them set by sending seminary pallets.
Wow. And so their need is for those type of materials as well. The main emphasis of the program here today is Bibles because they're launching their Bible drive. But perhaps you're a seminarian of yours past and would have the wonderful Bible resource books and commentaries and reference books and Bible map books and concordances. Those types of things can always be of use as well, Jason. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That's a very, very big need that we have.
Yeah. I notice also that on your website you mentioned you have different coordinators and people who will pick up if people got sums of you know boxes of Bibles that they'll actually come pick them up. Is that correct?
Absolutely, they'll pick them up or they can meet halfway. These folks that have become state coordinators, it's even blessed them in their life because they become a Mission Cry stateside Mission Cry missionary. Mm-hmm. and get us those Bibles and Christian books that you have.
Now, I'm going to give to you some of the regions that they have on their website. And, for instance, they have a coordinator that covers the Upper Michigan and Lansing, all the way to Lansing, Michigan. Another coordinator that is around the Grand Rapids to Chicago to Indianapolis to Toledo, Ohio area. There's somebody who has does Bible pickups. If you're doing a Bible drive, they'll pick up the boxes within 100 miles radius of Loyal, Wisconsin. Another one, 100-mile radius of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. There's one within 100 miles of Portage, Indiana. Another one from Holland, Ohio. There's 50-mile radius of Paris, Kentucky. A 50-mile radius of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Somebody else who picks up in Middle Tennessee. Somebody else picking up in Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware. And you'll find these on their website. And Jason, we haven't given out the website yet, so share with us your website address where our listeners can find that.
Yes, they can go to missioncry.com, and that's mission, missioncry.com, missioncry.com. And those that would like to see videos of what we've talked about today can also go to youtube.com/CRIbooks.
Okay, so again, missioncry.com, and you'll find, you can get that listing of state coordinators that are there. But otherwise, it says packing them up, media mail, sending your materials, media mail, and they can go to Mission Cry, and that's 200 Free Street, 200 Free Street. That's F-R-E-E. The city is Fowlerville. And again, that is Fowlerville, Fowlerville, Michigan, and the zip code is 48836. Now, friends, again, I just want to emphasize, we talk about the issues of our time, and they are plentiful, and there are many. We talk about being salt. We talk about being light. And, Jason, this is one way that we can be light. I mean, we can take, you talked about the book of James and taking our faith and putting it into action. That's really what it's all about.
100%. The first thing that our Lord and Savior was or became was a missionary, left his rightful place. And came to a foreign area to live and die and intercede for us. And he was a missionary, missions-minded. That's what our God is. And so if we want to be Christian, Christ-like, or Christian, as they called us, Christ-like, that comes with being missions-minded.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other countries that you ship to that you have seen really make a life-changing difference?
When we've seen over the last few years, especially in China, seeing people being able to get the Word of God, hold up the Bible and literally cry as they're telling us thank you, and letting our Mission Cry partners, like those that are listening, the impact that it has had in their life, families in Nigeria that were killed by Boko Haram. Some of these people, pictures that you can't unsee that I've seen, just the burnt alive and mutilated. And those people were reaching out to us saying, can we get these people that lost their family members that are Christians the Word of God, because they don't have it. Their families have been martyred for Christ, for a God that they can't even read about. And we sent 90,000 copies of the Word of God and Christian books there, and seeing the impact there, seeing what was done last year, where we went to the Osama bin Laden compound and claimed that land back for the Lord Jesus, mm-hmm. and gave 2,000 Bibles to the 500 closest homes surrounding that compound,
wow.
where we have seen hundreds of people get saved. Even the Muslims in that area are saying they don't understand why it feels different, and we know it's the Word.
Wow. Friends, we'll be back in just a minute. Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Certainly taking your used Bible and making a life-changing difference. We'll be right back.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Last week, Salman Rushdie was stabbed 10 to 15 times and barely survived. Many know him as a fictional writer writing a book that, well, many say in the Islamic world insulted Muhammad and the Quran. For that, a fatwa was put on his head in 1989, and reportedly, Iran never let him forget. They were sure to mail him a card, a letter, every year reminding him they had not forgotten about him. Well, it took from 1989 to 2022, but now it's reported that the man that stabbed him swears an allegiance and loyalty to the head of Iran. Where is the media telling you about this? Oh, and another story. All the Muslims that were dying in New Mexico by a supposed Islamophobic individual turned out to be another Muslim. The media is not telling the American people the truth about either one of these stories, but we are, and that's why this network is so important. I'm Brennan House.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and as I mentioned in the last segment, we often talk about making an impact upon our society around us and being salt and making those calls to legislators, congressmen, and standing up for what is right and moral in your community. But we also talk about being light and taking the good news of the gospel to the world around us. Friends, this is the only message of hope that there is. It's Jesus Christ and taking his word. His word is truth. That's what Scripture says. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And the Mission Cry is an organization that has been for over half a century been taking the word of God and getting it to countries around the world. 65 years, more than 65 years now, have been sending copies of the Bible around the world, other Christian materials, commentaries, Bible study books. All of these are so important to get into their hands, and you can be a part of that by sending your Bibles to Mission Cry, and we'll be giving the address here in this final segment. So if you missed it before, be ready to jot it down, both for sending Bibles or if you wanted to help with the cost of sending one of these containers overseas as well. You mentioned the Osama bin Laden compound there, and you've actually been there a couple times, I understand, with the distribution.
Absolutely. The first time that we went, as mentioned, we wanted to claim that land back for the Lord Jesus Christ. I was so upset when I read an article talking about how they wanted to build an altar or a shrine to Osama bin Laden. And when I read that, I said, Lord, that can't happen. Somebody like that doesn't deserve a shrine or a memorial. As a matter of fact, Lord, that land that foundation of that compound sits on is your dirt. And so I wanted to claim it back and take it back. And so our Mission Cry missionaries were able to set feet on there, claim that land back for the Lord Jesus Christ, bring two boys that were playing soccer there that were of age, 13 and 14 years old, got saved and gave their life to the Lord. And we've given away now over 4,000 Bibles and Christian books to that area. The amazing thing is we were able to go back into those areas over the last 2, 3, and 5 months and disciple these people who've been saved. There is a different feel, they say, around the compound that even Muslims are saying they don't understand why it feels different. And, of course, we know that's because of the Word and those that have asked Christ into their life and have the Holy Spirit living in them. But when you see that we've been able to go back there and give these people who were crossing the border into Pakistan from Afghanistan, we were able to take 60 of those people, disciple them, give them the Word of God, give them a meal, give them something that's tangible that won't return void, and that's the Word. And we're having great, great impact in that area. Mm.
Praise the Lord. Let's go to, I believe it's Ilona and Wanaki. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. I tried looking up on the website for the Milwaukee pickup phone number or address. I did not see that at the website. Could you give that to me?
Probably it is best, rather, because we gave many different locations. If we could give you a phone number for Mission Cry and touch base directly with them, would that be okay?
Okay.
Very good. Jason, the phone number there at Mission Cry, because I know we'll have people from all over calling, where can these be picked up or who's a coordinator. If they contact and coordinate through Mission Cry, what is the best number to reach there?
517-223-3193. Again, 517-223-3193.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for your call here today. And any questions about things we've talked about. And I know, Jason, you would be delighted if there, you had calls from somebody saying, hey, I would be willing to be a state coordinator for my state. I didn't hear my state named. I'd be willing to be a coordinator. You could use a whole lot more coordinators, could you not?
We sure can. We have many states that we need to fill where there are so many people that want to get the word of God to us that can't get it. So we would encourage and love state coordinators.
Some of you listening say, I'm retired. I don't have any demands on my time right now. Or you know, I could take an afternoon, a week, or a couple times a month and pick up Bibles that are available. Just give them a call and get more information on that. That's 517-223-3193. And they'd be able to give you that information. We've only got a couple minutes left, Jason, and I will give the addresses one more time, but what would you like to leave with the listeners here?
I'd just like to leave those that are listening that we serve a very real God. He's alive. His son Jesus sits at his right hand. We have the Holy Spirit that lives in us. And for those that are listening, if you truly believe that you've made that commitment to God, where you've said, Jesus, come into my life. I accept you to be my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Well, the Bible says that when you do that, a part of Him, the Holy Spirit, comes to live in you. And if He lives in you and you believe that, then it should cause you to walk, talk, think, and expect differently in every area of your life. I personally call it walking with a Holy Ghost swag, understanding that I am God's son. Those of you that are listening, that are saved, that are believers, you have royal blood pumping through your veins. You serve the God who parted the seas, who flung the stars into the heaven. He's the God who reached in my son's brain and delivered him from a cancerous, inoperable brain tumor. He's the God who healed my daughter of lupus, healed our daughter at 7 months in the womb. They told us to abort her because she was going to be born deformed. He's the same God who's healed all of our children. And I just want to encourage you that maybe you've prayed, and you've prayed and it didn't turn out the way that you expected. That's when we got to let go and let God and understand that God's got a greater purpose. But I want you to know you got to give God the opportunity. You got to speak His word. It's the only thing that doesn't return void. He says that by
sharing the word as well. And I just don't mean to cut you off. I do want to get out your address, so before we close. Friends, that is Mission Cry. To send Bibles or like we mentioned, some of these Bible reference materials. Mission Cry, 200 Free Street. That's 200 Free Street, Fowlerville, Michigan, 48836. And if you're otherwise wanting to help pay for one of these sea container shipping costs, you can send a check, but just use P.O. Box 356. Again, the city is the same. The mission is the same as well. That's P.O. Box 356 to send that to. And for all of you, be praying that God would just burden the hearts of many to look on their shelves to send these used Bibles, and that God would indeed bless His word as it goes forth. Jason, thank you for being with us today, and we trust that many might be responsive.
Thank you so much for having us. God's blessing on you.
Jason Wolford with us today from Mission Cry. Their website, missioncry.com. Their number, 517-223-3193.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.